The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you want me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I will be baptized?" They said, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Earlier, I told Father Chris that this might very well be the shortest homily I ever offer you. And he looked just a little bit too happy. What I want to share with you is kind of a public confession, really. You see, the scripture we've been reading over the past few weeks, especially this Gospel of Mark, has laid bare for me one of the most perplexing aspects of my own personal faith journey, one of my greatest struggles. Lately, two things have jumped out at me about that. One, Jesus has been telling us how we must accept the kingdom of God like a child if we wish to enter into the heavenly state that he promises. I remember being surprised when I first heard a child development specialist say that for the first year of our lives, most of us don't recognize ourselves as being separate from our mother. But observing a mother with her infant helps a lot to understand the depth of that connection. Even before an infant knows that his or her needs are needs, he or she rests secure, comfortable, aware of that deep connection. Thing two. There's this whole business of examining our deepest motivations for trying to live a life in accord with the Ten Commandments and the Four Gospels. In simplest terms, for me at least, there seem to be just two basic forces that govern behavior: fear of punishment or desire for reward, fear of pain, desire for pleasure. Now, here's a tough question for me, anyway. When I pray to be able to follow Jesus in sharing his cup, in sharing his baptism, and you all understand, I'm sure, that those are metaphors for the suffering he would endure up to and including the cross. When I pray to be able to carry my cross in life, am I desiring to do that because I want something for myself? Or am I perhaps way back at the stage where I'm really just concerned about avoiding eternal punishment. I call that being a fire insurance Catholic, by the way. I have to admit that much of the time, maybe most of the time, one of those two descriptions applies to me. So here comes another tough question. How in the world do I make it past those two basic motivations? What else is there? Today, this is my hope. Maybe the child development folks and Jesus are describing the same basic state of being. Could Jesus be telling me this? Mark, you know you come from God, this primordial parent of us all. Your first understanding about being one with your mom was correct on a mystical level with God. At your origin, you were not separate from God. You are not now. You have free will to express in the way you live your life, but always be willing to return to your first understanding about who you are in this life, connected to your parent, connected with God. Always be willing to return the gaze of that completely faithful parent, whose love is beyond all understanding. And always be willing to fall back into that oneness with God from which you came.